All right, let's bring the court to order, please. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer to do our opening prayer this morning? Anybody? Jerry Lynn, would you? Okay, Chief.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come together in this free and democratic society. We ask your blessings on this county, this state, and these United States. If it be thy will, bring our military men and women and our public safety personnel home, keep them in your care, and give them your blessings. Lord, we particularly ask your guidance on these men as they make decisions for this county. Give them wisdom that their decisions are fair and just. All these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you'll join me in our pledges to the United States and Texas flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. And commissioners, we need a motion to approve our commissioner's court agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Proclamations and resolutions. Mr. Nicky Kelly. I know Nicky's with us this morning. Nicky is going to be retiring.
Morning, Nicky.
Morning.
And we have got a resolution today that I would like to read, if you would, for Mr. Kelly. Miranda, do you want to read this, or would you rather I did? Okay. All right. Proclamation in appreciation of Nicky Kelly. Whereas Nicky Kelly has served the citizens of Texas and Montgomery County with loyalty his entire professional career, and whereas he began his career of service with the Department of Public Safety in 1986, where he was promoted through the ranks and retired as a Master Peace Officer and Sergeant in 2003. And whereas that same year, Nicky Kelly went on to hold the Regional Liaison Officer position for the Texas Division of Emergency Management Office for Region 6. And whereas in 2005, Nicky Kelly left that position to fill the position of Deputy Emergency Coordinator for Montgomery County. And whereas Nicky's foresight, diligence, and guidance brought Montgomery County through Hurricanes Ike, Katrina, Rita, and Bill. And whereas he served the citizens of Montgomery County through the duration of Montgomery County wildfires in 2011, the floods of 2015, and the Lewis Creek Dam incident of 2015. And whereas Nicky gained and managed countless grants, allowing huge savings for Montgomery County. And whereas Nicky is respected locally, statewide, and nationally, now therefore be it proclaimed that the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, does hereby recognize and appreciate Nicky Kelly's service through the years and wish him great success and joy as he joins his wife, Mary, and rolls into retirement. Signed this 26th day of January, 2016. Nicky, congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Is that the end of the speech, Nicky? Well, Mary did submit your name as the animal shelter director. I want you to know that. Nicky, thank you for all your service and congratulations on a job very well done. We appreciate you very much. All right. Under County Clerk, let's see. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve the minutes from our regular court session dated January 12th, 2016.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. On consent, Commissioners, I have one item to be moved to the open agenda. That's item 9C4 on page 3. It's the only change that I have, unless you have something else you'd like to bring forward. Other than that, I'd entertain a motion for approval of the consent agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, item 9C4, let's go ahead and take that one. Approve the renewal for jail services with Walker County, Texas for the Sheriff's Office. Phyllis, do you want to fill us in on that one, or who wants to talk about that one?
What we need is a game of funding source.
Okay.
It was approved in court on May 19, 2015.
So you just need...
Funding source for that one?
Yes.
Okay.
And Commissioners, you have a similar contract with San Jacinto County, and we have a process that we did confirm with the Sheriff's Department does work for that. Y'all named contingency for that, and as those invoices come in, we go through a process where it then gets funded for them to be able to expend.
I think contingency would be a proper funding source if there's a motion for that.
Do we have what is the cost per day?
$37 per day.
Do we have an anticipated amount that would be needed?
$51,000 for the last quarter of 2015.
And
is that the prisoners we moved while they were doing the repairs in the jail?
That is correct. We moved just over 50, and we're down to 6 right now. But we're still having to maintain some excess bed space because of the painting and welding that we're having.
And instead of contingency, can we just take it out of the sheriff's typical budget and then at the end of the year or at a point in time where he may need $51,000, we come back and supply that then? I mean, typically every year we see $1 million or $2 million in unspent dollars from the sheriff's department.
It won't happen this year.
Phyllis?
If you did want to take it from the sheriff's budget and then them to provide it later in the year, certainly that's something that you could name. They would have to pick it from a bunch of different lines throughout the course of the year. I was just looking, and they don't have...
What are we talking,
that line
51,
is budgeted 000? At $0
every other one
at the beginning
of the process.
We've
51,000 is not... I'd rather use contingency personally. I mean, it's a little cumbersome, I think, to do it the other way, but... And it's going to fall out the same anyway.
For simplistic, yeah. I move contingency.
Maybe next year we budget that.
We could budget something in that line, but we started this year with 0 in that line.
Okay. That'd make more sense.
I second Commissioner Clark's motion.
Other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Carly.
Judge, could you move on Nikki's proclamation so that you all can sign it?
Do we want to do that?
If you're so inclined to move on Nikki's proclamation.
We would entertain a motion on the proclamation for Nikki Kelly. We did not do that.
Oh, move. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I guess you can go, Nikki. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 10 is citizens' comment. If there's anyone that would like to address the court this morning on an item that's on our current agenda, you read this brief comment. We will now invite public comment. Please state your name and the topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes, and questions or concerns about operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department head or elected official. The Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. So if there's no one signed up to speak today, but is there anyone that would like to address the court on an item that's on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move forward.
Judge, if you would, I've got one thing to say about Nikki, one thing that we didn't mention. Nikki has been effective not just in Montgomery County, but things have happened in Walker County and all over the region that Nikki's helped those other counties with. And I've gotten calls from officials in the other counties that... When Nikki and his crew showed up, well, things got done. You know, it was a little, maybe Nikki's got more experience, but he's also very, very good in assessing a situation and figuring out what to do with it. And those kind of things go a long way. So, Nikki, I really, really appreciate your service, and we're going to miss you.
Thank you, Nikki.
You didn't go through too much, did you? That's the 3 hurricanes. You missed the 94 flood, buddy.
We made sure you had a wildfire.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good comments, Commissioner. All right. Anybody else like to address court? All right. Moving forward then. Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on the presentation of the county thoroughfare plan by the HGAC staff. Thomas and Carlene Mullins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Thomas Gray, Chief Transportation Planner with the Houston Galveston Area Council. As you know, we've been busy up here in Montgomery County lately. We worked with the Woodlands Township on a transit plan. We worked with Commissioner Nowak and the South County agencies on a South County Mobility Plan. And now we're here for the third part of our work, which is the 2016 Montgomery County Thoroughfare Plan. So briefly, what is a thoroughfare plan? It is a long-range plan which identifies the type and general location of future roadways. It preserves transportation corridors, right-of-way. It guides future development, and it promotes connectivity and design uniformity. Think of the thoroughfare plan as a transportation planning tool, which provides the public with information about the long-term plan for the roadway network. What a thoroughfare plan is not, it is not a list of construction projects. It is not a survey, design, or engineering study showing the exact alignment of roadways. So just because you see a line on the map doesn't mean that that is, it's going to go through somebody's house, that the actual alignment will be determined during the engineering and design phase. It does not set a time frame for when a project should be complete. It is not a funding mechanism, and it is not a promise to build roads. This thoroughfare plan does not guarantee that anything on that map will be constructed as shown. It's just a framework for the county to ensure preservation of mobility as this county continues to develop. The benefits of a thoroughfare plan: it enables residents as well as developers to plan their actions, improvements, investments, and developments with full knowledge of the county's intent. It reduces transportation costs by providing an integrated, connected roadway network. It minimizes disruption and displacement of people, businesses, and the environment by providing a predictable long-range plan. And it reduces the costs of major street improvements through coordinated public and private improvements, uniform design standards, and early right-of-way acquisition. So how was the plan developed? We use previous county thoroughfare plans, which I'll show you in a moment. We use current city thoroughfare plans. A significant portion of Montgomery County is within the extraterritorial jurisdiction of either the city of Conroe or the city of Houston, which means that thoroughfare plans already exist for those areas. And we worked with Conroe and Houston staff on those plans to analyze them and incorporate them. An inventory of current traffic congestion, an inventory of existing and planned traffic generators — this would be employment centers, large developments, recreational areas — an inventory of existing man-made and natural barriers, the South County Mobility Plan, which I just mentioned, its recommendations were incorporated into this plan, input from focus groups, input from public meetings, which I'll talk about in a moment, and input from elected officials. Participants in the focus groups, I just want to recognize them. They included first responders, school districts, chambers of commerce, real estate interests, developer interests. They were all very helpful. And I especially want to thank staff from the cities who participated in this effort. Obviously Houston and Conroe, but Willis, Magnolia, Montgomery, our South County plan providers, Shenandoah, Oak Ridge North, the Woodlands Township, they were all so helpful in helping us to craft this plan. The first Montgomery thoroughfare plan was adopted in 1979. There was an update in 1985. Many of the corridor concepts from the original plans have been carried forward into this thoroughfare plan. Some of the data that was analyzed, just going across the slide here, current thoroughfare plans for the city of Conroe and the city of Houston were analyzed. Traffic congestion: obviously, as this county continues to add people, homes, and jobs, traffic congestion continues to grow. Congestion can be mitigated by improving existing roadways as well as creating new roadway connections. And so the proposed county thoroughfare plan was designed with these areas of congestion in mind. Down on the bottom, the trip generators: because a well-designed thoroughfare plan takes into account the existing and future major traffic generators. These would be large employment centers like the Woodlands Town Center, recreational areas like Lake Conroe, and master plan developments, and even developments that are going in now or will go in soon, like the Grand Texas Theme Park, Grand Central Park near Conroe, and Valley Ranch near Porter. And then finally, the thoroughfare plan is designed to avoid existing barriers as much as possible, both natural and man-made. Man-made barriers include railroads, freeways, golf courses, and cemeteries. Natural barriers include bodies of water such as Lake Conroe and San Jacinto River. So the following issues that we identified and tried our best to address in the creation of the thoroughfare plan: population and employment growth. Our population projections go out as far as 2040, but obviously we expect that the county will continue to grow after 2040. The lack of north, south, and east-west roads across the county, the idea is to create something of a grid to help distribute traffic and create connectivity between communities. Like I said, roadway connectivity. The San Jacinto River and significant floodway and 100-year floodplain. I should point out now that we did a spatial analysis showing that fully 21.2% of Montgomery County, a fifth of Montgomery County, is located either in a floodway or a 100-year floodplain. So obviously bridges are, they are a necessity if you want to connect this county. They're not cheap, we understand that, but geologically they are required if you want a good road network across the county. So public meetings. We had four public meetings in November. We had one in each Montgomery County precinct, one in the city of Conroe, one in Magnolia, one in Shenandoah, and one in New Caney. You can see some of the recurring comments we received. These are not in any particular order. I do want to talk about the first two. We had opposition to a thoroughfare that we proposed through Cimarron Country, and then opposition to an Aldine Westfield extension via Scarlet Oak Trail through the White Oaks Estate subdivision. So I'll just brief the address these. The Cimarron Country, we ended up, we had a Tamina extension, or Tamina, sorry, extension, to, we intended it to be a parallel route to the Honea Egypt, Sendero Ranch, Fish Creek thoroughfare, going through there to help relieve some of the traffic. But this was a completely new line on the map. It was not on previous thoroughfare plans. It went through people's backyards and no right-of-way was dedicated. So we heard from that community and they said, no, we don't want to lose our backyards. So we ended up removing it from the plan. Residents recommended Superior Road to the west as an alternative, so we retained that in the plan. We also heard a lot from, a lot of responses from residences in the west, the White Oaks Estate subdivision. They were very vocal about a major thoroughfare going through their neighborhood, and we certainly understand their concerns. However, this connection has been on the county's thoroughfare plan since 1979. This is not a new line on the map. Furthermore, there is right-of-way here. When White Oaks Estates was platted, Scarlet Oak Trail was dedicated with 100 feet of right-of-way. And this Aldine Westfield extension is the only north-south alternative to I-45 east of I-45. Obviously, we're not saying build it now. This, having this line on a map does not mean that this thoroughfare is imminent, and we want the residents of the neighborhood to understand that. It could be another 30 or 40 years before the development characteristics and travel patterns of this part of the county make this connection necessary, but we recommend retaining it just for the distant future. So here's our draft plan. We're not going to sit here and tell you that everything on this, nothing on this plan is controversial. That's the nature of any kind of plan. But this is the plan we came up with, which we believe will help guide the county's growth and promote connectivity and mobility for the next 50 years or so. With this map also comes a map of proposed lanes. These are ultimate number of lanes for each roadway. These are based on projected traffic volumes. Most of these thoroughfares will have four or six lanes. A few, like Loop 336 around Conroe, might have as many as eight. And then the thoroughfare plan classified roads as major thoroughfares, standard thoroughfares, or major collectors. We don't go down to minor collectors or local roads. These are just the major arteries of the county. And each classification has a separate set of criteria, as we see in this slide right here. These design standards are based on the amount of traffic a particular road is expected to carry, how many lanes it should have, the minimum right-of-way that should be dedicated, driveway spacing, the design speed of the roadway, and they are only meant as a guide. The actual design of a given roadway will be determined during the engineering phase, taking into account conditions unique to the area it serves. Like in an urban area, you might have sidewalks, whereas in a rural area, you might not. Certain roadways will have raised vegetated medians, where other roadways might not. Again, these are decisions that would be made during the engineering and design phase. So today we are presenting you with these maps and the standard design criteria for your approval. We are also working on documentation that explains the plan and the process behind its creation in more detail. We expect that document to be complete by April. We also anticipate that both the City of Conroe and Houston will amend their thoroughfare plans to conform to this plan so that all the agencies are coordinated when it comes to roadway development. And as I said before, we have had conversations with both the Conroe and Houston staff regarding those processes. And then finally, I say that this is a 50-year plan, but this is also a living document that should be updated on a regular basis. The county should take a look at this plan every 5 years or so. Does this line still make sense? Is there a new line we need to add on the map? What are some new developments? What are the traffic patterns? So a thoroughfare plan that is updated on a regular basis is ideal, and that's what we would recommend. So that's all we have, and I think we will be happy to answer any questions. And again, we want to thank Mr. Mooney and the county engineer's office. They've been so helpful in helping us craft this plan.
Thomas, where did you say?
Do we have a motion on this thoroughfare plan?
Move.
Is this, the motion is to do what?
To accept it.
We have to second. Somebody has to second. I think Mike, I second.
Okay.
Can you say again where the four meetings were held? The
there
public
was,
meetings?
Yeah. Conroe in the Conroe Tower across the street, Magnolia High School, City of Shenandoah Municipal Complex, and New Caney.
Tullis Library,
New Caney.
I just want to add, you have under reoccurring comments, the fourth one reads support for the Woodlands Parkway extension. I would just caution you that perhaps you are getting that feedback based on where these meetings were held. Mm-hmm. If that meeting would have been held in the Woodlands, I can assure you, you would not be seeing support for the Woodlands Parkway extension.
I agree.
Our governing body at some point needs to kind of address the future of that parkway extension and decide, you know, perhaps we should remove that from the major thoroughfare plan.
I think it needs to stay right where it's at, because you had the meeting over Magnolia, and Magnolia wants the road.
I agree.
Well, I can assure you the people in the Woodlands don't, and it'll never happen as long as I'm sitting here.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, I can tell you that it's been on that thoroughfare plan for 30 years. I've got a proclamation from the South County Chamber Mobility Committee back in 2006 requesting that I acquire the right-of-way for that project, which I did as Commissioner of Precinct 2, so I fully support the project.
And the voters overwhelmingly rejected it in November or May, rather.
With a very, very small turnout. So. All right.
We understand.
Any other questions or comments?
What kind of backup documentation should we expect in April? What are we looking for?
It'll talk about existing conditions. It will go through the process just kind of like I've explained in more detail. And it will have appendices from the public hearings. It will have some of the analytical work we did, matrices showing the projected roadway volumes and things like that. It will just be basically a technical document explaining how this plan was developed.
Okay.
Other questions or comments?
No, good work. Thank you for it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your...
I have a motion and a second. All in favor of accepting this major thoroughfare plan?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 11B, consider and approve... Thomas and Carlene, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank
you. Well done. We appreciate everything you did. Item 11B, consider and approve the annual Montgomery County dues assessed for calendar year 2016, the amount of $2,600 payable to the County Judges and Commissioners Association of Texas.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Phyllis, do you need a funding source for that?
Sir, we budget this in non-departmental under association dues.
Okay. Item 11C, consider and approve an agreement with Bosque Incorporated to provide financial advisory services and authorize the county auditor, Phyllis Martin, to execute the same. And we also have a presentation by John Roebuck regarding our recent bond sale. Do we need to take action first, Amy, on...
You can.
Okay.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. You're still in.
Judge.
Thanks, sir. John is here along with Marcus Dietz.
Thank you, John.
Marcus, thank you.
Judge Doyle, Commissioners, John Roebuck of BOSC. We do have some good news report. I'll start off by saying that the bond sales that happened about 2 weeks ago were a great start to the bond election that passed in November, and it gave us a great leg up for future sales and managing the tax rate for taxpayers within the county. I did hand out a presentation. If you'll humor me, I'd like to go through it because it shows the details of the sale and also the details of the market. As you recall, we came out here on December 22nd and asked for y'all to approve a parameter order to allow us to move forward with the sale of the road bonds and also refunding. We also came out again on January 12th based on the drop in interest rates and ask you to approve a higher amount for the refunding. And based on that, I'm going to go through those results of the sale we did that morning after the Commissioner's Court meeting. But if you turn to page one, this is the bond buyer index. I always like to show this because it gives you a snapshot of the bond market as it is today. When it came out to see you on the 22nd December, the bond buyer index was a 3.57%. They're represented on the blue line. When we sold the bonds, it was actually a 3.45%. So it's about 12 basis points or 0.12% lower than we originally projected when we came out in December, which lower rates mean better results. And if you turn to page two, we'll go through those results. On the left side of the page, this is the sources and uses for the road bonds. We issued $53,140,000 in bonds to generate $60 million in proceeds. Bond investors are very interested in the bonds of the county. They're willing to pay a premium for those bonds, and because of that, we're able to issue less bonds and generate the same amount of proceeds we originally projected as $60 million. To give you an idea, we have projected 5% in the bond program to be conservative. And if you look there in the highlighted yellow line there, we actually sold the bonds at 3.373%. We'll get through the debt service in the next couple of pages, but to give you an idea what that represents, it's about $17 million in total interest cost difference between what we're projecting and what we actually came up with. So, again, a great start to the bond program, gives us flexibility in the future. If rates go up, and then by the fourth bond sale, we'll still have the flexibility and the capacity to issue those bonds and keep the tax rate the same.
That $17 million in estimated lesser cost, I can't say savings.
Difference, yes, sir.
Difference. Does that include the $7 million or $8 million in premium?
It does. It's all one package. Okay. Because of the rates, we're able to issue less bonds. And because the rates are so low, we're able to reduce interest costs. Okay. Yes, sir. And then on the right side is the refunding. We were able to issue $58,925,000 in bonds to refund $65,235,000 in outstanding debt that the county had issued previously. And the result of the sale saved the county $9,763,916 interest cost over the 16 years that the bonds were refunded. Those bonds were out at an interest rate of 5.01%. We were able to bring it down to 3.042%.
And those are true savings?
That's true savings, yes, sir. Debt service savings. If you'll turn to page three, this is the summary of the refunding, the debt service requirements. On the far left, the county's current debt service requirements on all the existing bonds outstanding. The third column there is the debt service on those bonds are refunded. As you recall, we refunded five series of bonds, and those were the debt service associated with those. Then the principal and interest in the bonds we issued for the refunding bonds are in the middle columns there. And then highlighted in yellow, the important part is the savings generated by year. Again, that equals $9,763,000 savings for the county. And the final page is the refunding after the debt service plus the new bonds. The $60 million in proceeds were generated by selling the $53,140,000 in bonds. And then on the far right is the existing debt service requirements that's now due by the county going forward. I would be happy to answer any questions regarding the sale. We're very pleased with the results. I would love to say we knew the rates were going to go down in January. We didn't. But I'd rather be lucky than good any day of the week. Marcus Dietz, your bond counsel's here. I think he's got some good news. I think we
are. Yes, I just want to let you know we closed both financings about 15 minutes ago, so the money's at the bank.
Good.
Great work.
Good. Very good. Well.
Thank you.
How often do you see premiums paid like that?
We're in a unique environment right now. I mean, rates have dropped so much, and people are still wanting 5% coupons on the bonds. So the lower the rate and the higher the coupon, the more premiums being paid up front. We had an individual, I'm not going to name, call yesterday and ask about those rates, and they said no thank you because your yields are so low.
Oh.
So that's good news. We did our job. If investors think the rates are too low, that means we've got great rates.
That's good. So. Good. That's great news.
Good work, man.
Very good news. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Item 10D, consider and approve the tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County, Texas and New Park Drilling Fluids.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. 12A.
Danielle, were you here to talk about it?
Here to answer any questions you all may have.
Oh, okay. Thanks for coming.
Mr. Shirley.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Item 12A is consider and approve the use of JP Technology Fund in the amount of $49,338.40 for the purchase of licenses and professional services to create a phone queue system for JP3. They have five lines in a hunt group right now. They've outgrown. After five, they get a busy signal. So they want to move forward and create somewhat of a call center. The design and implementation is yet to be determined in the services portion of this, but they'll set up four queues, civil, criminal, miscellaneous, and Spanish, and we recommend that you do this.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you,
Marshall,
gentlemen.
Is that something that we could do with the tax office, too? I know that Ms. McCray said that last year that y'all were kind of inundated with phone calls toward the end of the year.
It is, and I think we've had some preliminary discussions with them, and we'll wait for her to make that decision to move forward.
We're waiting. We're trying to get through the rest of this week, and then we're going to focus on that. We have to wait.
Has the call volume continued like it was?
Yes.
Okay. That's just not a good situation. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a motion? Oh, we already did that one, didn't we?
We already approved it.
Item 13, Lone Star Convention Center. Mr. Carpenter.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. What I'd appreciate you doing is considering approving three release agreements between Montgomery County, Texas, and Pilgrims Operations. Pilgrims Operations is the production company for the television show Fast and Loud, which is on the Discovery Channel. They restore classic cars, and they want to come out and do some filming and everything during the Lone Star Throwdown. So this will be an excellent opportunity for us to get some great advertising.
Good. Move.
Favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item 14, Miranda.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
We'd ask you to consider and approve a request to declare the attached listed items as salvage for the Office of Emergency Management and further authorize any funds collected to be placed in 406-7390. List of vehicles that were used during an exercise.
Are these items to be auctioned off?
They're to be salvaged.
Commissioner, they're just going to go straight to salvage. They're no value. We'll receive greater funds.
So there won't be any money to go in this line item?
Yeah.
Move.
Second.
Comments?
There will be a slight amount because there is always a salvage value, and so we need that to go back into the program.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Fine.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thanks.
Sure.
Chief.
Good morning.
Morning.
We ask you to consider and approve creating a part-time mechanic one position, 5601-5602-500. Funding in the amount of $10,400 should be transferred from the pooled clerk positions, 5601-3903-600. The creation of this position does not increase the current salary budget.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chief. Smith, Conroe North Houston Regional Airport.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Morning.
Item 16A, consider and approve the airport participation project participation agreement between Montgomery County and the Texas Department of Transportation to prepare a runway incursion mitigation study and authorize Judge Craig Doyle to execute the agreement. You previously approved a resolution on this. We've been here twice, but we need this agreement approved by you so that we can get it to the auditor because it is a grant.
Move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. Item 17, community development.
Morning.
Good morning.
We'd ask you to consider and accept an interlocal grant agreement and check number 12540 from East Montgomery County Improvement District in the amount of $49,010.50 for partial payment for the Mission Northeast Warehouse Project. Please deposit funds into line item 7500512-64296 for CDBG year 16.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 18A, the library. Jerry Lynn.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm asking you to consider and, if appropriate, authorize carrying over additional hours. We had some staff involvement in the migration planning and implementation. Some people were able to work in vacation time. Others of us needed to stay and hold down the fort and let others with families get their vacation time in. And so I'm asking that you allow the two positions, the adult services coordinator and the library director, to carry over additional hours that will be used soon. And these were corrected to go with the number of hours that were subtracted from the accruals for these positions.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn. Item 19, County Auditor.
On the last court date, a request was brought to you to change the county's reimbursement rate to match that of the IRS, and y'all asked that we would bring you something that would just make it automatically follow the IRS rate. So that's the request before you today.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 20, purchasing. Charlie.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
20A, as authorized by local government code 271.102, take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of one 2015 Kenworth extended day cab tractor from Performance Truck through the interlocal agreement with Byboard in the amount of $145,902.28 to be prepaid and issued in the form of a check to be received by the vendor upon delivery and inspection for purchase for Precinct 1.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Item B, take all appropriate action to approve the award from Montgomery County Sheriff's Substation Spring to CSB contractors in the amount of $1,489,746.
Move.
Who got that bid?
CSB.
CSB?
Uh-huh.
Who is that?
Corey Clark.
And that item was bid?
Yes.
We have a motion.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Gentlemen, aye. If you would name as part of your motion to use those capital project funds that were set aside in the budget process, because we didn't have this amount pinned down before. And so you do have funding available. I'd just like you to name it.
Okay.
I'm in my motion.
Thank you.
All in favor? Motion carries.
Item C, take all appropriate action to approve the award for RFP for Children's Protective Services Managed Assigned Counsel to Advocates for Family in Crisis with contract to follow.
I move. We need a funding source for this?
When we bring the contract through.
Huh?
I'll ask for that when I bring the contract through.
Okay.
Second.
Darlu, this is one that we had bid and rejected, and it came back at $730,000. I understand that there's an additional $250,000 needed to fill this contract. Is that correct?
That's what I'm understanding.
That's the annualized cost, yes, sir. Now, we are partway through the year, so it would be minimized for this particular fiscal year, but that is the annual cost, yes, sir.
How much?
It's about $250,000.
Per year?
Difference.
Which takes it back to what the original bid was that we rejected the first time, right?
Take it up to a million? Take it up to $1,750,000 plus $250,000 or?
No, it takes it up to $980,000.
Close.
Nate is saying that the original bid was a little over a million, and this is a little under 900.
It's still $250,000 over what the bid was that we're, and you've got the money to cover that?
In court operations? Currently, no. When we come to the budget, I had recommended increasing the amount in the line, but you had requested to wait until the bids had come in.
And due to our timing in the year, we have gone through and done an analysis and have identified some funds that we believe will be available in the total court operations budget. So we do believe that you can do it without going to contingency. You could just authorize us to use the other remainder in some of those other lines in court operations.
What were those, what would using those funds, what would that take away from? What are we normally?
We believe that we've got more money than we need at this time in appointed attorney.
Okay.
In the appointed attorney
which
line.
Is what this ultimately is.
Yes, sir. It's just in a specialized line because it's a specialized type of contract. But it would still be in your total court operations cost center.
Okay.
It just seems odd that it came in at a lower bid, but we're going to end up paying the same amount for it. We're just getting there a different way, seems to me.
It is very close to the same amount. It's not identical, but it is very close.
And those are hard costs, you feel, that are absolutely necessary?
Yes. I mean, you really have two options. You can go with the bid, which is for a managed assigned counsel program, and the second one is to go back to a wheel, which I don't know if you've ever sat in on
the bid's the way to go. It's just that it came in at a different amount. We're going back to the original amount of the bid. It just seemed like we're kind of backdooring this thing to me.
Well, no, the original bid from last year was still higher than this bid currently is, but there is still a deficiency in the budget. The budgeted amount stayed the same. Mm-hmm. It stayed 883 and change. But this is a $106,000 increase overall.
About
97,000 increase. And
so what did we have budgeted for it, Phyllis? 800. I thought it was 730.
I think it's $883,240.
We rounded it to 250.
Right? 250, yeah. No, right now it's at 883,250.
And one of the reasons through the budget process that we intentionally didn't increase this line was we knew it was being bid. So we didn't want to increase it to an arbitrary amount, making that the bar that potential bidders might go for. So we left it at the old amount, knowing that this would come up and that if the bid came in and it was higher, we would be addressing this today.
But it is currently budgeted at $883,250.
And you need $980?
Yeah.
We will need a little less than that because we're already partway through the year.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
D, take all appropriate action to approve the independent contractor's agreement and release to render services as a forensic pathologist with Dr. Sparks, VC, for the Montgomery County Forensic Service Department. Discretionary exemption, previously approved in Commissioner's Court on January 12, 2016. And we need to name a funding source.
We have a motion, Commissioner.
I move contingency.
There is a budget in the forensics department for professional services, and our recommendation, and it has been used for substitute before, and so our recommendation is that you use that, and we would come back to you if it gets exhausted.
I amend my motion to include that.
All right. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
County Attorney, Real Property.
Morning, BD.
Good morning, Commissioners and Judge. Under item 21A, consider an authorized disclaimer of interest in 15 feet wide alley in between lots 18 through 21 inclusive and blocks 31 and Block 31 and lots 4 through 7, inclusive Block 31, town site of Dobbin. This is to disclaim any interest in an alley shown on the old town site of Dobbin plat in order to facilitate a sale of the surrounding property.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anyway.
Correct.
It, no, it's just
what happened years back in the 20s, town site of Dobbin plat was filed, so therefore when they researched the title, it shows up there's an alley here. It's never been in existence, never been part of the county road maintenance system or anything such as
that. We ran into the same problem with that fire department there. I guess they had big plans for Dobbin back in the early 1900s.
I think so. As you can see, they're about 35 blocks for town site of Dobbin.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Under 21B, consider and approve a storm sewer maintenance agreement between Montgomery County and the stated parties for maintenance of a storm sewer and highway right-of-way. Authorized county judge or commissioner no act to execute the agreement on behalf of Montgomery County. This is a maintenance agreement with the developer. The developer will be putting in the storm sewer and with permission of TxDOT once he gets that permission. But before we sponsor that storm sewer, we wanted a maintenance agreement to make sure that the developer has the responsibility for maintaining it should TxDOT grant it.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Now I need to recess our commissioner's court and convene a public hearing in Precinct 2.
Yes, again, Judge and Commissioners, this is a consideration of issuance of industrial revenue bonds, the amount of $10 million by Ameritex Pipe and Products, pursuant to Section 147F of the IRS Code and the Development Corporation Act. This is conduit financing like we've done before for hospital construction and like. This is industrial revenue bonds. Have Mr. Lee McCormick here available to answer any questions with regard to this particular financing. There's no liability to the county. It is a requirement under the IRS code in order for these bonds to be issued.
Questions?
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, we don't want to take any action until yet. We can't. Yeah, yeah. This is just public hearing right now.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Lee McCormick with Community Development Associates, the financial advisor working with Ameritex and the Mission Economic Development Corporation. Really just here today to answer any questions once the public hearing is over.
Great. So no other comments during public hearing? And Beattie, this is normally, the public hearing is normally held before you come and make these presentations. Is that how that
goes? Yes, how we've done it in the past is the public hearings have been held prior to the commissioner's court hearing, usually in the area in which, such as the hospital. I think when Memorial had some bonds, they did it in that area in the Woodlands. This just so happened to correspond the way Mr. McCormick wanted to do it in the way to facilitate the public hearing here rather than out at, since it's industrial revenue bonds.
Okay. All right. Well, now
but it's the same as what we've done before, other than we've had the public hearing today.
Okay. Now recess our public hearing and reconvene Commissioner's Court to take action on this item.
I move.
Second.
All, any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Aye.
We will now recess our Commissioner's Court again for executive session under Articles 551.071 and 551.074.
All right, bring the court back to order.
We have two items out of executive session. Item 23A, we have a resolution in order to settle cause number 414-CV-01913 in the amount of $5,000.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Funding will be from the Sheriff's Department. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And item B is we need a resolution in order to fund expenses on cause number 15-629.
Move.
Funding source will be contingency.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Are there any citizens that would like to make comments today on items that were not on today's court agenda? Seeing none, we're through. Any other items, commissioners, anybody wants to discuss?
Move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Court is adjourned.
One more, Amy.
Thank you.